Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
I'm so excited.
Oh, because
this is our first comparison that they've gotten in 6 months.
I know, but you're starting without even saying hi, guys.
That's because I'm so excited. Hi, guys.
Welcome to Off Script,
a podcast
where we compare books to their movies.
Finally. Mm-hmm.
We've been trying to say this for forever, but
we're finally recording one that we know is coming out
this month.
Yes. Like a couple weeks.
Yeah. In like 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited.
Yeah. It's going to be good. Yes. I hope.
Yes.
Fingers crossed.
It'll be perfect.
But also, we're recording in Page Turner Books. Oh, they have a Hereditary poster right behind you.
What?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's the girl.
Yeah.
We're going to do a whole minisode of these guys.
Next season. But we thought it would be fun to record a whole episode here too.
Yeah.
It's super cute.
It's kind of funny because it's so horror. We're in the horror section.
Their horror book club section.
Yes. And we're doing a Christmas movie book.
Let's be honest. This is kind of my section.
I know. I'm excited to do our mini-sode on this.
I know. I want to talk about all of it right now, but I probably should wait.
Yeah. So come tune in. I think we're going to do like January 31st.
Yeah. Hopefully. Kay. Tune in for that.
Yes.
But today, Allie, what are we doing?
The Polar Express, Bree's favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah. So much. Y'all, I was even dreading reading the book.
Oh my gosh. It's like a couple pages.
But I got a fun story for that.
Okay. I mean, our picture painting is...
We're in Page Turner Books.
Yeah.
And we're surrounded by horror stuff, which makes me extremely happy.
It's super cool.
It looks like
horror
Hercules
stuff. It does.
Yeah, it's super cool.
We'll take videos and pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Check out our YouTube or TikTok.
Yeah.
All of it.
All right. Shall we do it?
Yes.
Let's. Okay. So our synopsis of this movie slash
gripping
book.
Movie.
A young boy lying awake on one Christmas Eve is welcome aboard a magical train to the North Pole. Through dark forests, over tall mountains, across barren deserts of ice, the Polar Express makes its way to the huge city standing alone on top of the world where the boy will make his Christmas wish.
That's so exciting.
That's almost like ChatGPT. Maybe I should start doing that for...
Oh, honestly, you probably should.
For synopsis?
Mm-hmm. You could, and you could say for it to be... Of book and movie.
I could.
Ooh. John would love that.
I'd have to do that. So our author is Chris Van Allsburg, who's the same as did Jumanji.
Oh, I didn't even realize.
I did not until I did this.
That's funny.
Yeah. Director was Robert Zemeckis. Gosh, you guys.
Zemeckis?
Well, the computer is way far away from me. I cannot see.
Guys, it's right next to her. It's just that it's not a big screen like normal.
It's so far away.
Allie spoiled with our big screen.
I know. So screenplay writer was also Robert Zemeckis and...
Zemeckis.
Okay. William Broyles Jr.
Allie doesn't even have audiobook reader on this part because she didn't read the audiobook. I did because I was trying to get ahead and I was going to read her book. But I was like, if the library's got this, I'm going to get it. I got it, thinking I was getting the book so I could just read it on my phone. Lo and behold, it technically is the book, but it's also got audiobook read by Liam Neeson. And that made me so excited. I then went to bed that night listening to Liam Neeson. And they like, there was, what was it called? There's like original score in the background.
Oh, cool.
And so it had music playing and Liam Neeson talking in his amazing accent. Oh my gosh. It made me so happy. I was like, Liam Neeson, can you read every audiobook?
Oh my gosh. All right.
So your initial thoughts, because have you read the book before?
Hold on.
Oh, you scrolled down. It messed me up.
Sorry.
The book came out November 12th, 1985, and the movie November 10th, only 2 days apart, 2004, which is, okay, 2 days and 19 years apart.
My initial thoughts.
Yeah, what are they?
I don't like this story at all. I don't.
Why?
I don't know. I don't want a story about a kid riding a train in the middle of the night to go to the North Pole.
Why?
Because that's dumb.
I think the story is great.
Bring me Santa coming to the town and
that's
taking the kid.
That's all movies. Yes. Taking the kid.
That's all Christmas movies too.
Krampus over there.
That's the Christmas movie you should talk about.
I know Brian, what I made her watch Krampus for the first time. I'm typing in Christmas for my email address to sign into HBO. I made her watch Krampus for the first time.
It was great. I actually really liked it. And John watched it with us and I was surprised. He keeps changing his score. It went from a 4 to a 5.75, but he literally will not stop talking about it. And we watched it, what, 2 days ago now?
Yeah.
So.
Oh my gosh.
I think. I also realized he now starts. There was a very vulgar line in the movie that I laughed at so hard and was like, I need to start using that. He has used it every day since. Yes. You can't tell me you didn't like the movie and then quote it every day that since.
Oh my gosh.
It's all good. The next thing that I've got is, why did we pick this book? And let me be honest, I only picked it because of Allie.
It was my idea to give you guys a bonus episode right now.
The Polar Express.
So you're welcome.
I mean, I would have given them bonus episode two, but not the Polar Express.
It's Christmas is perfect. Well, also, to be fair, wasn't this one we were going to end last season with?
We were. Yes. Yes. And I only put it on there again for Allie. This was one of the ones where I would have
done far, done far away in the future. No, I like it. All right. Well, I have fun memories with this one. My dad, my mom went, she did a cookie exchange when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a cookie exchange or Bunko. It was one of them. I don't remember. But she needed the kids out of the house.
Oh.
And so my dad took us to a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was the movie he took us to. And it's like, my dad didn't take us to do a lot of things, just me and my brother and him. And so I have a good memory of this one.
Yeah.
So that's why I like this movie. Let's do my fun facts. I got to turn the computer because I'm blind. Number one, the film is listed in 2006 Guinness World Book. Guinness Book. Gosh.
Guinness World Book.
World Records. Oh, gosh. As the first all-digital captured film where all acted parts were done digitally captured. I remember when this first came out and it was like, wow. And now it's like, oh no.
Even when it came out, I hated it.
Oh my gosh.
I thought I immediately was like, this is really horrible graphics.
I remember seeing commercials of Tom Hanks all dotted up and everything like that.
I also think it's really dumb that he's like the only actor in all of this show. They just wanted to be like, look what you can do with this mocap. Only have one actor in the whole movie.
He better have made bank for this movie.
I'm sure he did.
Okay, number two. In the North Pole City communications room, an elf describing a bad boy in New Jersey named Steven who's terrorizing his two little sisters. The kid who's like, I didn't do it. Over and over and over on the screen.
Nah.
Oh my gosh.
You know what's funny?
What?
I don't know if I feel bad interrupting your fun facts to tell this, but the day that I watched Polar Express, John came over for dinner. It was at the house that I was house sitting and I had just finished. I had my notes and like I think it was just on the credits rolling and John gets there and he's like, oh, what's that? Because normally he wants to watch the movies with me. And I was like, oh, that's Polar Express for off script. And he was like, please tell me you watch it on like fast forward. I was like,
you guys are my crazy. Oh my gosh. Anyways, so the little boy is supposed to be Steven Spielberg because he's friends with the director.
Thank you. I like it.
And he admitted many times that he terrorized his two younger sisters.
I feel like every older brother terrorized his sister at some point.
Number three, when the engineer and fireman, is that what they're called? The coal guy?
No. I would call him like the coal worker.
Well, according to IMDb, that's what the person putting it in said. They are trying to grab a pin necessary for the train's throttle. To a working flux capacitor mm-hmm. is visible in the background. You saw it?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it.
The only cool part about this movie.
It's a related because the Polar Express is like a time machine because they pause time and go do that. That was their thoughts, apparently. So the soldier doll that the hero boy, because he never has a name.
I know.
Drives me crazy, but plays with on Christmas morning is part of the recycled toy program that the conductor mentions, like when he goes through and with the scary Scrooge doll. You don't remember? How are we going to do this podcast? You don't remember the whole movie. Oh my gosh.
I know my parts I want to talk about. Like I said, I needed my notes.
Oh my gosh.
But I also, guys, I had 4 pages of notes for this.
Well, obviously it's different. It's a kid's book versus the kids or versus the movie. No,
but it was also all my complaints about the movie.
Oh, well, I'm glad you forgot them in the car. Okay, last one, you guys, because oh my gosh. The close shots of the hero girl, again, no name, train ticket floating through the air are a nod to the trademark shots of a feather doing the same thing in Forrest Gump.
That makes sense. When you only cast Tom Hanks in your movie,
yeah.
You gotta do that.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, those are my fun facts. Are we ready to compare?
Are you?
I didn't need to make notes. My plan was to bring the book, and
okay,
I'm pretty good at not doing that. You didn't bring your notes. I didn't bring the book.
Hey, technically, I brought my notes. I almost didn't.
Man, you guys, we're giving you some good content for
professional. Did you miss us?
Okay. But my kids have asked me to read it like 4 times now, so I got this. So it kicks off pretty much the book quotes, or the movie quotes the book a lot throughout mm-hmm. it. And it's like, kicks off and this little boy believes in Santa mm-hmm. and he wants to prove it to his friends. He's like, I know Santa exists.
This is what drives me crazy, because in the movie, he doesn't believe.
No.
Yeah. He has to get on the train because he wants to believe,
right.
But doesn't believe.
That was a huge, huge difference.
Yeah.
And so
I disliked that.
Just like the whole fucking movie. So. So he wants to believe. And so he's like, oh my gosh, like, I have to stay awake and listen for Santa's bells to prove him. Well, he doesn't hear Santa's bells. He hears the train. And he gets out and he's like, well, are you coming? And he gets up on the train and they go. And he's talking about how they get hot chocolate and nougat. And they go around the mountains and across the ice and through the... It's just describing how they get there. And then they mm-hmm. get there. And then... they have Santa there, and Santa's like, this boy here, come on up and pick your gift of Christmas. And he
just wants a bell.
Just wants the cute little bell. And then he goes home and he wakes up the next day, and it's the very end quote of the movie is word for word of how even my sister Sarah stopped believing one day. The parents didn't hear the bell and Sarah can't mm-hmm. now. And, but I still hear the bell and it rings for all who truly believe.
Mm-hmm. Imagine Liam Neeson saying that.
I know. That would actually be real good.
They should have cast him.
Oh, that would have been really cool.
Like I said, kid already doesn't believe in Santa. And then again, we're here at Page Turner Books and Kayla pointed out that my thoughts are jumbled. He's on the naughty list in the movie.
Basically. Yeah.
But the whole reason he got to be on the train in the book is because
he's on the good list and he believes in Santa.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I agree that he should be on the good list, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I also like that the reason he's on the train is because he's on the verge of not believing. It didn't make sense to me because, like, the little girl is a full believer. So why mm-hmm. is she? You would think it'd be one or the other, right? Mm-hmm. Like, either all the good kids or all the naughty kids or not the non-believers, right?
Yeah. On the verge of non-believing.
Yeah. Which in a reality, that's what the train should be, right? Is to help save the non-believers.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can't have a whole train of non-believers because then how would they hear the bell at the end?
Yeah. They would also be like, what the heck?
Like, she's like, oh, we have to go this way because I can hear the bell. I don't hear anything.
That's also not in the book.
It's not. So. Okay. The book was like 20 minute. Listen, how can you turn that into a movie?
I know, but how come it's a, how long is it? How come
it's
like an hour and a half children's movie? And I remember Before Christmas is like an hour, if even.
It's an hour and 40 minutes.
I'm like, they just threw in so much extra drama.
To make it a movie. There was no drama in the book at all.
I know, but I mean, take me through the forest. Take me through all the places that they saw. Yeah, you see it for a split second. But the majority of the time, you're chasing after this kid who just keeps doing one bad thing after the other.
I know, he pulls the train. Oh, yeah, and then they have the extra little boy.
The extra little boy, and also, why do they have one musical number?
Oh, with the little boy and the girl?
Oh, I forgot about that one. I was talking about the stupid hot chocolate one.
Oh, they have the hot chocolate one, they have the little boy and the girl, and then they have the... That's the way things happen on the Polar Express.
Oh, yeah. My thing with the... Because in the book, it also never seems like there's a limit on how much sweets they can have, whereas in the movie,
they definitely have one cup. They didn't have any sugar.
Yeah.
Or, like,
no,
candy.
Just the hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Only hot chocolate.
Yeah, and so, okay, so then the ticket thing. I did think this was, like, when he picked up the girl's ticket, because she had to go back to bring the hot chocolate to the little boy, right? Is that why she left in
yeah.
the back?
Yeah.
And then he's like...
He literally is just a little bad boy who keeps, like, trying to interject like, his nose in other people's business.
Oh, her ticket. I
gotta go give it to her.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the problem. He just wants to stick his nose in other people's business.
He's like, I lost her ticket. Did they punch the ticket in the
no.
book?
No.
With the name, like a word?
No. That's just a movie thing. At the end of the movie.
So bad. Okay, well, for Riley's first birthday, we did the Polar Express because they have it in Mount Rainier.
Yeah.
Which.
See, I'd be down to do that.
Yeah, it's so cool. Yeah. If they read you the book, would you be down for that?
I'd be like, get me Liam Neeson to read me the book.
So they gave us a cup and then, of course, with hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came down the aisles. And when they were handing out the hot chocolate, they did the hot chocolate song. They came down the aisles.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't like this.
And then they give out or they read the book coming down the aisle. I think they read it over like the intercom. Someone mm-hmm. just walks up and down the aisles with the book showing pictures to the mm-hmm. kids. And then Santa comes and he stops at every table and he gives a bell to everybody. And then he stops and he talks with the kids. And he was just the sweetest looking Santa, too. Yeah, like, yeah. You know how there's some small Santas you're like, but this one was so cute. And it was Riley's. We went on Riley's first birthday. Nice. So she had a little Santa hat that said, my first birthday. And
cute. The
whole train sang her happy birthday.
Cute.
It was so fun. And I'd be down to do it again, but I mean, it's already like middle of December.
Yeah, so it's probably sold out.
Probably next year. Okay. Anyways, sorry. Back to the
comparison.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And what was up with
the
ghost
dude? Yeah.
I didn't understand the ghost guy.
No, it makes no sense.
I'll jump on board with that one about like why. What was the point of that?
No, it was just more drama to get thrown in. And like some of the storylines that they made, like I am behind, like obviously if you're trying to make a kid's book into a movie, you have to throw in some extra. Like
right. There's
going to be differences. But this one, I felt like a lot of the things that got thrown in just added so much extra time to the movie. So then it took me out of the story before it got back to the main story. And I was like, why? Is this the thing? Like, why is he skiing down the top of the train?
So right now? I had a Game Boy Color.
Yeah.
No. What's Advanced? The one that flips?
Advance.
Okay. And it had this game and I could not get past the stupid skiing down the top of it. So I think of that every time I watch this. I'm like, oh, so
I
hard.
I hate that game. Yeah, it makes no sense.
I went all the way back to the beginning. Let's not do that.
Why do you do that to me?
Okay, I'm not going to lie, though. I know it's not how trains work.
Yeah.
But when it goes up the mountain and you're like, where the heck is it going to go after this? Mm-hmm. And then the shot of it pulling back and then turning and it goes across the bridge. I was like, I loved it. I know you don't care, but I thought it was cool. Okay, and then we go forwards. And then they have their little singing. And now Billy, the only kid who has a name.
Is the one, like, lonely kid.
Yes. They go in, like, the elf. These elves look mean, too.
Uh-huh. They're creepy.
Yeah. I didn't like the elves. I'll say that.
I also just think, I think they could have made the animation way better. Yeah. I think they were too focused on it being mocap.
Yeah.
And not on making it look good.
Yeah, it was odd.
Yeah. And what's this? They're flying in Santa's sack.
I know.
And they make the tree topper fall.
All the extra drama.
Yeah.
I know. I was saying that. I was like, for, you know, going to the North Pole, it seems very dangerous. Like,
these kids very dangerous. And let's be real. Do you really think those kids would be on the nice list after this? Like, cool. You just took off the tree topper. You were in Santa's sack.
They're naughty list for life.
Good kids.
Oh my gosh. Let's see. Oh, and Santa. I like the Santa though. You know, even some cartoon Santas are weird looking.
Yeah.
They did good on Santa. He gets the first gift of Christmas. Riley, now, because some of the lines, like I said, are matched to the book and movie. So I'll be like, the first gift of Christmas. She's like, no, it's supposed to be the first gift of Christmas. So she matches it. Oh my gosh. And then they get their tickets all.
Also, let's talk about Tom Hanks's scary, whatever he's supposed to be called, the train conductor.
Oh,
the conductor is so rude in the movie. I mean, in the book, he's like the super nice guy, like, oh, come on the train. Like, it's okay. But every like scene at the end, he always seems like he's like,
he just winked tappy.
Keep in line.
Last year, our church had a Christmas party and they did Polar Express theme. Mm-hmm. And one of the members dressed up as the conductor and he nailed it. He was like, please keep in line. Like, he was like acting just like Tom Hanks's character. It was so cool. I'm so sad you hate all my books I choose.
Hey, I enjoyed Homeward Bound, the book.
Yeah, you weirdo.
I loved the book.
Weird. I was like, oh, the bell's broken. Oh, bummer. But I knew it stayed ringing for all who truly believe. Anyways, that's the whole movie and book.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good comparison there.
Easy comparison for you guys. Easy comparison.
We're getting you back simple and quick.
Yeah.
All right. Should we do some cast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tom Hanks.
Pretty much. Here we go. So IMDb cast 47 people. It wasn't just Tom Hanks.
Yeah, but the 47 people were probably also like stunt doubles and like person who stood in for him when he had
to take a day off.
Yeah.
Okay. Tom Hanks played the father, the conductor, the hobo, and Santa.
Mm-hmm. He was fine.
They good.
Like I said, I wish it was Liam Neeson after having heard him do
it. Yeah. You know what? Once you said that, I was like, oh, Liam Neeson could have done good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He would have been amazing.
I think Tom Hanks could have done the conductor, kept it. And then Liam Neeson could have been Santa and the narrator. That would be cool.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he would have did the conductor more justice than Tom Hanks do.
I don't know. I like Tom Hanks as the conductor. I liked him being snotty and
I don't.
Rude. Okay. Daryl Sabra.
Sabara.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's the hero boy, a.k.a. Junie.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't. It never even clicked to me.
Really?
Yes. Until
that's funny.
I think I looked it up a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, and then I looked it up again. And now that he's
married to Meghan Trainor.
I follow her on TikTok and he's always in there.
He was one of my childhood crushes.
He's so cute. And then their little boy's name is Riley. So,
well, don't they have two now?
I think they do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Their first is Riley and Riley loves to. So yeah, because she loves Meghan Trainor. Okay. Hero girl is Nona Gay. I think she did good.
She is fine. For a made-up character that they put in the movie.
Jimmy Bennett is the Billy, the little lonely boy. He sounded lonely.
Again, fine. For a made-up character.
Okay. Eddie Deason? is the know-it-all kid. The super annoying. He's like the know-it-all kid in everything he ever does.
I don't know him.
I recognize his voice so much, but I can never place it.
I don't.
So annoying. Okay. Michael Jeter and Andre Sogluzio.
Sogluzio? That's Italian. You should know.
Sorry. They were the steam engine conductor, not conductor, the
coal
guy and the driver.
The fireman, apparently.
Yes. I don't know which one was which, but.
Yeah. They were fine.
Yeah. They did good.
Yeah.
All right. Is the theme of the book and movie the same?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
For sure.
Train to the North Pole.
Mm-hmm.
Do the characters stay true?
No.
No, because he was bad or good and now bad.
Yep.
Naughty.
Yep.
What do you prefer?
Book.
Just because Liam Neeson read it. What if you had to read it?
Book.
Because it's fast and you could get done with?
Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of this movie. Every Christmas season, I stay away from it.
I made you watch it this year.
I also can't listen to like that stupid Josh Groban song from it.
Believe?
Yeah, I hate that song. What's funny is the other day when I was watching the girls, it came on. And yeah. It's Christmas music. So I was like, oh, they probably are expecting me to listen to it all. And then like a minute into it, Ava goes, I hate this song. They made me play it in orchestra. And so then, you know, the repetition of that. I was like, oh, thank God. And I skipped it. She's like, oh, you don't either? And I was like, no, I cannot stand that song.
Oh,
I always skip
gosh.
It.
Gosh, you guys are psycho. And which do you prefer? Wait, we just did
answer.
That.
You need the answer, though.
Guys, I'm so... I'd say I'm tired every time, and I just think that's just a lame excuse, because I'm really not. I'm just, you know...
She's emotionally tired.
Yes.
Mentally tired? Mentally tired is what I was trying to say.
I prefer the movie.
I had no surprise.
The book is slow. I'm just like,
well, because my kids, slow for me.
Kids make me read it, and it's like,
yeah,
it takes me like 20 minutes for a bedtime story because there's like a
yeah, it's
five
a
paragraphs.
Paragraph. Get the Liam Neeson thing and just pop it on and play it for them because it's also got music and stuff. And
I know,
it's super
I might
cool.
have to. Okay,
yeah,
I'll try that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there's our sneak peek. What do we got?
Well, enjoy your Christmas break. Enjoy your Christmas break like you guys have. Enjoy this Christmas break. And coming up, our first episode back is Hunger Games.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. And we also, our first mini-sode for you guys is actually one that I'm like super proud of and actually really enjoy. Because we went to...
Three Trees Books. Yeah, and then we have our Page Turner episode coming up too.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got lots of fun things.
Yeah, season 3 and 4 coming at you.
Yes.
Maybe we should re-tell you.
Oh, yeah. So Mondays are season 4. Mm-hmm. Wednesdays are season 3.
Mm-hmm. And every other week is going to be a mini-sode so we can catch up with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. It'll be a lot, but it'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot for us. Probably for you, too. But we're rocking it, guys.
I'm so proud of us.
I know.
I hope Allie, you enjoy.
When we first came up with this plan, Allie vehemently was like, we're not going to be able to do that. I was like, you have little faith in us.
Well, I was just thinking of last year and how by this time last year, we were already done with February books.
Mm-hmm.
And we hadn't even started January.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing all right.
I told Allie, we're really good procrastinators when it comes to this podcast.
Yes.
The longer we wait to do something.
Like we should be 2 seasons. We should be recording season 5 right now, but we're...
If season 3 came out as scheduled, guys, our plan was to already be recording season 6 right now.
We're currently recording.
And we're on like episode 2 of season 4.
Procrastinator.
No, once we get through this season, though, I think we'll be able to get ahead.
Yeah, probably.
I say that every year.
I know. We just like to stress ourselves out.
Uh-huh. We're always like, wow, how great would it be if we actually didn't stress? Oh, so great. Let's do it.
Nah.
It's more fun this way.
Yes. All right.
All right.
Oh, and with that, the Polar Express
went off script.
Bye.
Very much, guys.
Yes.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.